Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello.
Hi, everybody. We're back on the microphone. Yes. Taylor is here. She is here and she is back. Remember when we did that friendship episode and we said we really need to record something about relationships? This is the episode for you.
For you.
For you.
The sister duo is back.
Wait, what is it? Not Hermione, not me. You. Have you seen that?
No.
Yes, you have. It's Hermione
you
Potter.
Have. Yes, you have. You didn't know. You don't know that.
Sister duo, we know you love the banter. So we're going to give it to you.
Do you have anything new to share real quick? Because we're about to jump right into a call, Sid. So,
I don't know.
I had a medium on the podcast. That was interesting. You guys are going to hear that soon. Michelle Young's episode was really good. If you haven't listened to that, what are you doing? What are you doing, dude? My mental health is better than it has been because for a little bit there, it was a little messy.
Yeah, that's
okay. And 27, I feel different. No, I'm just kidding. Literally nothing happens when you turn 27. You're just like considered older. Boo.
Yeah,
boo.
I don't have anything. One of my best friends moved to Connecticut.
Oh my God.
So that's been an adjustment. Just chugging along at work.
Ayo.
And I'm seeing the therapist tomorrow.
Ooh, my favorite
She gonna
day.
Get me good.
She gonna talk me down off the ledge.
I'm just very ready for like every person here summer.
Yeah,
every Minnesotan.
Literally,
I want summer. I want warm weather, sunshine, down my ass cheeks.
Oh, okay. Oh, Jesus, guys. There's always a turn.
Sand in my cheeks.
I want sand water. In my cheeks right now. says nobody literally ever.
I just want those boat days, you know, like Lake Minnetonka, like shit.
I can't wait Maynard's. To wake up, take surf. A sip of tequila, and head down to the boat for a morning surf.
No, I mean, but seriously, wait, we've had like a spurt of probably a week straight of rain and I'm going to go in fucking insane.
It's so depressing and I'm so irritable because
me
of it.
Too.
And everyone asks me a question. I'm like, what?
There's no motivation. No one wants to do anything. At first, the first day, I thought it was cozy vibes. No, now it's just depressing.
It. We all slept. Our whole family slept on my couch. Except while everybody sleeps, I actually just sit there because I can't just like nap.
You can never nap. You're not a napper.
No, I literally can't. I'm too antsy. I'm like, if I'm going to be sitting here, I should go do something.
Actually, Dad's the king napper and he couldn't, he said, because Deacon was like on his stomach.
My dog
jumping
is a
around.
Little bit hyperactive. Yes. Also, side note, I hope that my dresses come in time for my Columbia trip that I'm leaving for in like a week. And they're not here yet. One of them just got here.
Okay,
the other
good.
One is on their
the
way.
The green one.
Yeah. And the green one. The
that
color
one's a question
is,
mark.
The color is...
imagine if you
giving,
went... It's giving food poisoning. Imagine if you went somewhere tropical, you ate a bad nut, and that would be the...
I think it's giving like reflective booger. You know what I mean? Like it's like the ugliest
guy. Wait, why'd you say reflective booger?
Because it's a
weird
color.
I don't know.
It's,
I feel like it's just not... The style is just very interesting.
I guess, you know what? I'll try it on and I'll let you guys see for yourselves.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. We are here. We're going to go right into a call, Sid. And I'm excited about this one because this is not our huge call-in. You'll hear why, but I'm very excited. I'm going to play it right now.
Get ready.
We're going to give a little advice to this person.
Hey, Sydney, first-time listener, or a long-time listener, first-time caller here. And I'm calling in because life has been really good recently. So good, in fact, I started going to therapy just so in the future I don't implode because I'm trying to keep things as they are. Unfortunately, because things have been going well and I'm happier and more outgoing, I started talking to a girl for the first time in my 22-year existence. And things have been going really well. grab dinner on a first date, and that extended out to ice cream and a walk around the lake. And on a second date, we were at a bookstore and just talked for like 3 or 4 hours about books, mm-hmm. about work, about life.
Okay, little cutie bookworms.
Probably so many other things that I've forgotten, just because every time she'd look at me, like, my mind would just go blank. All the signs are kind of pointing that there is a connection here. We are, you know, she was looking for any excuse to see me this weekend, and I admittedly was doing the same. But I'm not really getting good advice from my friends. All my friends are telling me is just that I was an idiot for not kissing her in the rain on that second date. So I got a question, just like, what am I doing? Am I an idiot for not kissing her there? I definitely wanted to. She's just way out of my league. But yeah, like 22 years, no dating experience, no talking to girl experience. And I am so confused and just so lost. So I'm wondering if you had like a date 4 through 8 playbook for me. Like what am I doing? You know, that's really the question is what the hell am I doing here? Because I'm not trying to blow this, because I think she's definitely a steal and good for me. So thank you. Any advice will be greatly appreciated. Much love.
What the heck? That is the cutest thing I've ever heard in my whole life. 22 years old. Never chatted with anybody before. I thought that was so fun because this episode is about dating, and we always think of dating from the girl's perspective, but we always forget that there's good guys out there and there is also dating from the guy's perspective, yeah. Right? So my advice would be, so they're on date 2. You've got to have confidence in what you're already doing. I think we don't know what we're doing, but I think everybody doesn't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So I would say continue being real. If your friends allude to missing an opportunity, playing games, I would say skip all of that. Because if you can skip that stage of the game playing and the fluky, like, you know, not texting back for 3 hours just to look like you're unavailable, skip it. Yeah. You both are interested in each other. You had a really good time. You're bonding over similar experiences. You love books. You love ice cream. You love hanging out. You didn't miss your window. In fact, she probably respects you more for waiting. So next date, if you're ready, I would say lean in for the kiss probably at the end. You know what I mean?
Yeah, whenever it feels natural. Like there's mm-hmm. I think what people need to realize is there's no right or wrong with dating. It's however it feels. And if it doesn't feel like the right time, it feels like awkward for the second date, then just wait till whatever one feels right.
Yeah, wait until the time feels good. Because yeah. if it feels awkward and rushed, it probably will be awkward and rushed. And then your chemistry might be a little bit off.
Honestly, what a lot of people do that ruins it is they try to plan too much. And they get so in their heads about yeah. certain things. And with dating and like, just relax. You're getting to know the person. Three dates is not a lot. Like if you're just getting to know someone. So just take your time. Remember that they're evaluating you as much as you're evaluating them. Yeah. Like it's not mm-hmm. like just a one-way street. And just have fun. Just know that if it doesn't work out, that you've tried and you met someone new.
Yeah, exactly. And you got put yourself out there for the yeah. first time. You're kind of getting through, yeah, the kinks. You're kind of like practicing what you're going to do and continue to do. For the next few dates, like Taylor said, don't overplan. All you're trying to do is get to know the person. And I feel like sometimes we put so much pressure on, oh my God, what are we going to do next time? We already went out to eat and we already went to the library and we already went on a walk or whatever it is that you've already done.
Bookstore.
Jesus. Don't go to the library on a date. I wouldn't like that. Not that you're taking me on a date, but just saying. I would say if you're doing something again, it's okay to go on another walk. It's okay to go to a different restaurant. It's okay to really not go spend money, like go get a coffee or like just mm-hmm. be outside together, or go to do a picnic. Like it doesn't have to be so extravagant every single time. And you don't have to like come up with all these lavish ideas. So just do what feels natural, ask for their opinion, but also always give another option, right? Mm-hmm. Like it always bugs me when someone's like, well, what do you want to do? And I'm like,
yeah, it's I don't really know. Hard when you're the only one coming up with the ideas.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I feel like I'm having a play date with myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, come on.
Oh my God. It reminded me of playing Barbies by myself. Just being like,
let's go here. Here's the reservation. I feel like I always am doing everything.
Which can get very irritating. Yeah. And I'm not going to lie. Jordan sometimes is like that.
Really?
I feel like he's good at
Oh no, you're not doing anything.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Hell no.
Exactly. But I have done more. Okay. I'm just saying,
I feel like you're
in
good
general.
At planning.
I am, but I'm so comfortable around him that like it's relaxing to be with him. So I don't want to
like
be rushed.
He's good at that. Like, and so you're like, oh, like I'll just let him lead kind of.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's nice.
Last little bit of advice for this guy. And I'm so excited for you. And I think this is so much fun. Keep reading the situation correctly. Don't put too much pressure on it. If you wait 4 more dates to kiss, like who gives a rat's ass? Like nobody cares. So just be yourself as usual. Plan dates. I would say don't be too overly eager and always respect like if somebody has something going on, if they're like, I can't see you this next week, but let's plan something for the following.
Yeah, don't read into it too don't much read in the beginning.
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's not
and
worth
you two are clearly very interested in each other and have that connection. So,
and you're just excited.
Just let it flow.
I don't even want to give you any more than that because I just want you to enjoy the moment and get excited about this new person.
Happy for you, boo boo.
Happy for you. Dating in your 20s. It's weird. It's a lot. There's a lot going on. I feel like to start this episode, we should go through and run through like a quick dating history of ourselves.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You first. What the
okay.
Hell?
Okay. I'll do it quick.
That's so scary.
Why is it scary?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So personal.
I had a first boyfriend in like middle school and he had a snake and his mom was really like hardcore. So that's something.
Oh my God. I remember
and
that.
Then he kissed me on the bus, but then I think he dumped me. I think that was one of the only times I was dumped bad. And I was like, well, that's embarrassing. Aww. So anywho, I was hurt by that one. But then I started dating a freak. I'm not going to lie. I dated a guy that was not nice to me for a long time.
Oh, we ain't holding back.
Okay. Oh no. I mean, it's true. And granted, that was probably the time period. Like I was in middle school, high school, and the person was just not nice. Like period, end of story. I think I got a lot of my like issues from that relationship. Trust issues. He was controlling of what I could and couldn't wear. He was controlling of my days, my plans, who my friends were, who he could do things and I couldn't do things. Just a lot of issues. So I don't think that set me up for success. And then I jumped into another relationship with I thought it was so cool. Oh my God, this is so embarrassing. I thought it was so cool. He was like the captain of like the hockey team at my school.
High school. You have to get context.
I know
of what
high school, but I'm just saying, but I'm like, oh my God, he's older. This is so cool. And we had a fairly good relationship. Honestly, we did break up actually the day that I told him, I loved him. He actually dumped me. That was something. And
excuse me.
Yep. All
I
summer.
Didn't know that.
Yes. Yes.
That is horribly, horribly like embarrassing and awkward.
I think though I said I love you because I wanted it to work so bad.
And it was kind of forced.
And it was like kind of being, it was kind of fading
but
away.
But that's just, okay, dude, wait a day.
I know, right?
Come
but
on.
He just was like, actually, no, I can't do this.
You scared him.
Okay. Anyway, so that happened. I ended up being heartbroken all summer long. But I ignored him. I didn't reach out. I didn't do anything. Fast forward to the end of summer, who comes crawling right back? No surprise. That's usually how it goes if you leave them alone and you mind your business.
No contact.
No contact.
We'll talk about that later.
No contact. Key. Okay. Then we started, we dated again. He went to college. I ended it because I was like long distance, not my vibe. Then I dated another guy. I almost said his name. We met. We saw each other for a year long distance and then we started dating. And I'm not going to lie to you. He was already at a college. I was at home. I started going to a home college. He was at an away college. We dated the whole time long distance. So I knew him when he was home. I knew the person I was dating when he was here with me.
When he was here with me,
he wasn't drinking heavily. He wasn't around people I didn't know. He wasn't a frat boy. He was just my boyfriend and we had fun and we had summer and my family loved him and all these things. Fast forward, I transferred to that school with him, find out he has cheated on me with literally everyone under the sun, including one of my roommates, had slept with my other roommate right before we started talking, had slept with a girl on my birthday who tried to befriend me there.
I don't
was
know.
Was the creepy drunk?
To be honest, I don't know how you didn't book the next flight and go home and also burn the house down.
Literally, I'm not going to lie. I broke his computer because I went to look at, I was like, show me the messages if you don't remember what happened. And it was all deleted. And I'm like, you know what you're effing doing. Like, I want to, I was like, are you joking me?
If you have to delete the messages, like, that's so obvious. It's worse.
Well, don't, people forget. You have to delete them on your phone and then you have to go delete them on
and
your computer
guess what?
Too.
Also, your Apple Watch now.
Oh.
People have found out about cheating from Apple Watches.
Oh, God. Don't give it away for people to, like, hide it. Keep that in your back pocket, just saying. But yeah, I just, it was horrible. It was like the worst experience. So I went from like, I went back and forth from dating like okay people to dating not really great people. This one really messed me up. I'm not going to lie. I lingered with it. I dragged it on. I kept trying and then he would pull away. So I would pull away and then he would start trying again when I was like, I'm over you. You burnt the bridge again. I have an opinion about cheating that I'm going to share later. But it was like I set myself up for failure. One, because I looked for validation in men. I looked for validation of who I was and if I was pretty and if I was liked from a boyfriend and from a guy. And when I didn't feel that from them, I felt like my world was crumbling down. I also felt like they were my safety or security. I'm sure that has something to do with maybe the way I grew up or maybe something that I just, my relationship style, my anxious attachment style. But I always was searching for somebody in somebody else. I never was finding validation within me. I was always like seeing if they liked me enough or if like they wanted me. If I was wanted by them, okay, cool, I'm winning. I must be in a great spot. I must be attractive, blah, blah, blah.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
So I kind of set myself up for failure for a long time. And then after that, I kind of messed around and talked to a few people and made mistakes.
Let's just say she had a type, people.
Okay, fair. Okay, okay. But it was, I mean, I just was learning. I was recognizing that I was learning and I was just dating to learn and dating to make mistakes. I definitely learned in like the last few before my Jordan now is like, I pretended to be people that I wasn't. I'm just being transparent. Like I saw other girlfriends of this group of people who were really fancy and they wore heels and they had like fur jackets. And I like wore that one time and I was like, what the F? And the person I was seeing was like, you're not acting like yourself.
Oh no.
It's embarrassing, but I'm telling you because don't ever show up as anyone but yourself in a relationship or in something that's brewing because you will have to maintain that. And it's even more embarrassing if they liked you for who you were and you changed. And then all of a sudden now they're like, wait, I don't like this new version of you. And you're like, wait, that's not even me. I just was trying to be someone I wasn't.
I also think it's pretty obvious when someone's being someone they're not.
I know.
Like it's not like it's rocket science.
But I was young, you know?
Yeah. It's good that you can look back on it and know that.
Yeah. And finally, truly, when I wasn't looking and I wasn't looking for a relationship, Jordan caught my eye and not only that, he did not let me go without like trying. Like he was like, no, let's get together. No, we're going to make a plan. And it was just so consistent and he was busy and I was busy, but let me tell you, we made it work. It was extremely easy because we both were on the same page.
That's
and now we're
so
here.
Nice.
And it looked nothing like anybody else that I've dated. I literally went, wait, this is weird. This is boring. This is like abnormal. And here we are. He's my soon to be husband. So
we should talk about that later with that. The healthy relationships can feel boring.
Yes.
Versus the ones that are toxic.
Exactly.
It's that up and down.
So that's my
holy whirlwind. I didn't know we were doing a novel.
Well, how long did that take? Was that way too long?
I don't know.
Sorry if that was annoying.
No, it's not annoying. I just was like, I don't think I'm going to go that in detail.
That's my past with dating. So
could you grab me that blanket, please?
No, because I have my headphones on.
It's freezing in here, guys.
Okay, I'll grab you it, but you got to start. Do a quick synopsis of your
dating
history.
I love you guys, but I'm not sharing that much. So my first ever boyfriend was in high school, junior year. I think we dated for 2 years, maybe a little less. And that relationship was actually pretty good. And then once I went to college, he basically fucking sucked, asshole. And did just so many things. I'm so much better than that, that I wouldn't even bring it up, like get into that. But let's just say he negatively affected my mental health, relationships. Sid knows all of this. And yeah, it was just really hard because I came as a transfer student and he made it hard because he already had people had a perceived notion of me coming because of the ex. So whatever, everything works out for a reason. Wish him the best. After that, I had my next boyfriend was like actual, I'm doing like actual boyfriends, not like flings, right?
Yeah, that's what I did.
Okay. So then I had a relationship with one, I almost said his name. One guy in sophomore and junior year of college. And I actually broke up with him when we went abroad. When I went abroad, he was 1 year older. I think we had just a very healthy, good relationship.
Yep.
We were best friends. I don't know. I think we both are very different. Mm-hmm. And he's happily like in a relationship now. I wish him the best. And then after that, I had some flings here and there. Trying to think in order. Then I dated a guy that was older. He was 29 for about like 2 months.
Yep.
That was the whole thing because of the friend group wasn't very, the girls weren't very friendly. So that kind of put a little damper on that. So wish him the best too, you know. Then after that, I recently got out of a relationship of about 3 months of dating. We were talking for obviously longer than that. And that one is a bit of a tough spot, sore spot, because it's kind of fresh. But yeah, I feel like I've had a mix of relationships, different kinds.
Yeah.
But I think one thing I do notice is I try to fix them. Yes. I'm like a very much a caretaker in relationships. And even my like therapist said that I like to try to help them. And sometimes that can be detrimental to my self-esteem and mental health.
Yeah. And it confuses you of like, you think this person is all that, but then you ignore all the issues they have because you're in the process of mending them. You know what I mean? So you look past all these issues these people have thinking they're perfect when they're really not.
Yeah.
And you idealize them in your head. So you're like, oh my God, well they're pulling away. It's like, but yeah, because you guys are not perfect and you're not a perfect match. You know what I mean? And that can happen for a lot of situations. I've been there. I've created that for myself too. Trying to fix people who have issues or like making things seem okay in my head, which really they weren't okay. Like normalizing things that I'm like, well, maybe this isn't normal, but like, I really love them. And we have like a lot of good times. I will tell you one thing, like in some relationships too, when I was dating, it got to a point where I didn't want to be the one breaking their heart. So I would wish for something to happen.
Oh, and immediately and then, when you know, if you're wishing for something that is not your person.
That is not your person. And then, but then when they pull away, all of a sudden our brain goes, oh my God, they're leaving me. Yeah. They're not picking me. I want them. No, I want them. Yeah,
I want what you can, or I want what I can't have.
Classic yeah. Want what you can't have.
Which that is also just a human, like psychological common thing too.
Yes, exactly.
One thing I also want to add is, with my past relationships, I feel like going forward, I never want to have to ask, or I never want to feel like I'm asking for too much.
Yeah.
That's how I kind of felt with some of my past relationships. I feel like I know what I deserve, but I have to ask for it. And I know I get sometimes you need to like remind them what you like or what's important to you, but I don't ever want to feel like I'm too much and I'm giving all my love.
No, you should never feel like that.
Yeah,
so you should absolutely never feel like that.
Yeah, so excited for the future ahead.
Future holds good
future.
Things.
Future.
Future is
working
bright.
On myself.
So this is a write-in from somebody who actually continued a write-in. She says, the story continues. Do I give him another chance? So I was trying to figure out which one this was, but I think she alludes to the story in here. So I'm going to read this here. I had sent in another one about a month ago sharing what was happening in my world as everything changed, but wait, there's more. My fiance of almost 4 years has cheated, getting married in October 2024. But when I initially had sent in the message, I didn't know the full truth of the fiance infidelity. I do remember this story, by the way. He had slept with one woman in June 2023 at Pride. I was there at Pride and he was all over this girl right in front of me and our group of friends. I didn't even realize it until now. Alcohol was involved. He says he doesn't remember it happening, but doesn't deny it happening either. Then in September through February, he had another affair with another woman of 6 months who he had met with our friend's bachelorette. And I was there when I saw this interaction happen. He lied about it. He said at the time he didn't feel loved by me and didn't feel that spark between us. And this other woman said all the right things. To give background, during this time period of this 6 month affair, my papa was sick. I had finished my master's and working about 80 hours a week, job changes, and I had barely time to take care of myself. We were in couples therapy and he was aware of all the things on my plate. Long story short, he is currently doing a support group for people who have cheated and is involved in therapy. We are doing couples therapy and I have my own therapist as well. We have had some really rough and deep conversations. I love him and I want to make it work with him. He wants to make it work and says he never wanted to leave me through it all. It's been helpful to hear what he's learning about himself in therapy and how he's a people pleaser. And growing up, he never learned about emotions and was never able to talk about them. I know there's things I'm focusing on, how I could have shown up better in our relationship too, but can we make this work? Is it crazy to give him a second chance? I love the podcast and the guests you have, and I listen every week. Thank you for giving the advice and the perspective we all need. Hmm. That was very sweet in the ending. Hard no.
Oh yeah.
Hard yes. No. I'm going to give it a 1000% no. And I'm not going to tell you what to do. And remember, this is from my perspective and Taylor's perspective. But like I said, with cheating, it doesn't stop. And especially with the person that you're with that has already cheated with you. They've already set the bar so high of mess ups, right? They can do this much and you're going to get over it eventually, right? Because you're back with them. But what if they do that again and the bar is set just a little bit higher? I had to think to myself in a relationship when I got cheated on. I was sitting there and I was thinking about my future with this person. And I was like, wait a minute. When they go on their bachelor party, are they going to be the guy that wants to go to the strip club and wants to go to Vegas and wants to party all night and get hammered and meet women there? And that's how his friends are around him. And all of a sudden now I'm fearful of him cheating right before we're getting married. Like hell to the no, that's not going to be my life.
Messed up. First of all, that people actually do that. I actually want to slap them.
I'm like, that can't
be my
life.
How would your mother raise you?
Exactly. My life is not going to be that. I'm not going to allow for that. So my advice here, you have done the work to like heal and mend this relationship, but it happened again. And you found out about it again. And now, of course, they're going to therapy and doing all these things. But what are you afraid of in your relationship if the worst of the worst has already happened?
I don't really have much to add to that. I say it's a hard no.
It's a hard no, though. Yeah. I would end it. I know it sounds crazy,
aww,
but...
Aw, Deacon just came in late.
Hi, Dee Dee.
Hi, Bobo.
I would get out before you are too deep into the relationship. After you've gone through with a wedding, can you say, standing up there, that you want to be with them through thick and thin? Because they've already shown you that they're not going to be with you always through thick and thin. They're going to make mistakes. And I'm not saying that someone who's cheated is always going to be a cheater, but I have a hard belief that if you're with the same person that cheated on you, they already know the buttons they can press. They already know how far they can push it. And I would not wait for them to mature. I would not sit there and wait for them to mature to your level. You want someone that brings you up, not brings you backwards. That's mm-hmm. that's my opinion. You may believe in the change, and that is beautiful too. I hope you guys for the best no matter what, but a hard no from me.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Because we talked about our dating past and like being heartbroken, I have been heartbroken before, but it's more so I've been heartbroken by the person's actions versus the breakup, if that makes sense. So they hurt me already. And I think I mourned the loss of the relationship when I found out someone had hurt me and cheated and not been, what is it called? They'd been had infidelity, what faithful. I'm like, they hadn't been faithful. When you're dating after heartbreak, you have to wait until you are healed.
Yep. I was just literally, I didn't know if you were going to go that route. And I'm like, I fully agree.
You have to.
Because honestly, and I believe in like, I don't know, just how things will work out how it's supposed to. And I really think it's like cheating the system almost if you try to like get right back into dating or like, and no judgment if you do that. That's your life. And sometimes it helps people get over someone. But
for sure,
for my personal like mental health, I need to fully like take a fucking break and focus on me. I have no interest in anyone. I really, sometimes after someone, I like actually don't think anyone's attractive. I'm like, oh my God.
That's
like,
always the fear though, when you're breaking up with someone, they're like, I don't see anyone like I see them.
I always do that. I'm like, oh my God. But I just think that it's just so important to take that little break. It's almost a sign from the universe. Deacon, oh my God.
Yeah, she's being so annoying right now. Holy shit.
She just licked my mouth.
And the microphone.
Okay.
You have to date yourself first. And I like mean this with wholehearted love. You've got to learn to love yourself before you can learn to like accept and invite someone new in your circle again, into your life. Learn to love yourself solo. Don't seek validation from other people because you're not going to find it and be fulfilled. It will just be instant gratification and excitement. And then you're still going to be hurting and you're still going to feel like you have a hole in your heart and in your past.
I have a good little thing to quick read.
Okay.
That I saved because I'm kind of going through this. So it says, I'm here to say, protect your heart, treat dating like a cherry on top. Make sure you're so in love with your life that a partner is a treat, but never a necessity. That way, when someone comes around and really sees you and wants to add to your life and be there for you, you'll have no choice but to say yes.
Oh,
I love that.
That's beautiful. I really like that.
I know. It makes me, it's like, it changed my whole perspective because someone in your life, whatever, a partner, shouldn't be the end all be all or make you happy. You should never rely on them. It should be that addition to your life that makes you a better person.
Yes.
They are just someone. I feel like I'm dehydrated.
Help.
I had too much coffee today.
Too much coffee.
But yeah, I think that kind of changed my perspective a little. Like, you should be loving yourself, fucking going at it, like being you, and then someone will come along and it'll just make sense. It'll kind of fit like a puzzle piece.
Exactly. And I want to be clear that like loving yourself doesn't mean you look in the mirror every day and you're like, yeah, that is a hot piece of ass.
Honestly,
like literally though, think about it.
Wait, that is sometimes I think what people think.
No, it's not supposed to be that. Like I still look in the mirror days and I'm like, oh,
fucking
Jesus.
Rat ass.
Like, but I go, wait a minute. Why am I beating myself up? My vessel of a body literally like allows me to do everything I want to do. It allows me to work out, eat food, move around, like date, be alive and do all these things. Like, why am I beating myself up? What is that for? What is the win? And why do I want to look like someone I'm not?
Yeah.
I'm uniquely myself.
I think like, where you can start with loving yourself, especially after like a heartbreak, is being gentle with yourself.
Absolutely.
So you don't need to be like, oh my God, I'm so fucking hot. Like, oh shit, looking good.
You'll get there,
but I mean,
though.
Like, yeah. But it's also about just like forgiving yourself when you make mistakes, making time for yourself and what you like to do, prioritizing your needs. If that means you need to get in like 4 workouts a week and that will make you feel good, then that's what you need to do. It's just like kind of finding yourself again.
Yeah. Cause you got to find yourself solo. Mm-hmm. And whenever, I mean, I've told Taylor this too, after like going through breakups, and I've told friends this, I tell this to everybody, you're kind of learning a new norm, but you also are going back to before you knew them, before you made your life all surrounded by them and engulfed in them. And we forget that at one point we didn't date this person. We didn't maybe even know them. And we were fine.
Yeah.
We were completely fine. I always remembered that when I was like dating and I, you know, went through like a little bit of a heartbreak or a breakup or it ended not very well. I'm like, wait a minute. When I'm feeling really down in the dumps, I didn't know this person like a year ago.
Yeah.
And I was completely fine with
my life.
I think
it's hard. I completely agree, but it's hard at first because that's all that's in your mind.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So, and I have a problem with letting people go, I think. And I don't know honestly why, but I just have a problem. Maybe a lot of people have that. I don't know.
I think a lot of people do.
And it like takes over my mind and then it's hard to like remember, okay, I was okay before I met them. Like I was myself. I'm the same Taylor that I was, you know?
And if you knew that you showed up how you wanted to show up in that relationship, you can move on with positive mind, like mindset and thoughts. And it's never a you problem. Like really, truly, if you showed up as your best self, if you didn't, this is a learning opportunity. Yeah. And that's what you have to realize is you have to forgive yourself for the mistakes you've made in past relationships.
And I
you
also
have to,
I think, sorry to interrupt you. Just like at the end of it, if you're like breaking up, say, lay it all out on the line.
Oh my God.
Say
yeah.
everything. So you leave and you're like, I tried everything. I put everything out on the table. I think like holding back is stupid. You know,
it's, there's no point in holding back because yeah. it's over and done. I will say one thing, especially when you're getting out of a relationship and you're learning to like date yourself first and be with yourself, you have to understand if the validation you're looking for is for boredom. Are you bored? Is that why you're seeking validation? Do you feel like attention will make you feel better and makes like the kind of the heartbreak go away? I think it's understanding why you want that attention is actually really healthy too, because then you can kind of be like, oh yeah, wait, I think I am a little jealous that other people have attention. I think I am wanting a little bit of validation of who I am and like what I'm missing right now. And it's okay to understand why you're feeling those feelings and be like, okay, shit, I need to realize why I want these things and take a breath and mm-hmm. take a step back.
Yeah. That's a really good point.
Yeah. It's hard. It's not easy, but I promise you, you will heal and you will come forward and be like, I'm alive again. I can date again. I can smile again. I promise. It's one day at a time though.
Time heals everything.
Okay. We're jumping down to questions. These were from the episode, the live episode that we did not get to. Most of these we did not get to, but a lot of these are a common theme of what people wrote in. And if you weren't at the live episode, I'm going to do more, I promise, but these are really, really good. And these were very relatable. So the first one says, where would one go to meet someone cute without having to download the dating apps? A few people wrote this in. I'm not joking. Like over 10 people wrote this in.
I feel like everyone struggles with this.
It's hard.
It is hard, especially like in your 20s. I don't know.
Here's where I'm going to name off like five things that I think you could like, where you could meet people. You could meet people at coffee shops, which you and I have talked about, at the gym, at like literally joining like some sort of league. Like I'm talking like pickleball league. And I always think of pickleball because I think it's very accessible. Like no matter what your athleticism level is, or like if you've played sports in the past, I think that's a really accessible sport. And I know that a lot of my friends who live outside of Minnesota join leagues and they meet a ton of people. I would say, I said this on my like story the other day. If you want to meet somebody, have a consistent habit and schedule of where you're going. So let's say your work from home is 2 days a week. And on Thursday and Friday at 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., you go to a coffee shop in Minneapolis and you work from that coffee shop, same time, same 2 days of the week, you're going to see repeat people who also have that similar same routine. Same thing with the gym. If you are a 7 a.m.er or maybe a 5 p.m.er, go to the gym more consistently, pick one location and go at those times, right? You're going to start seeing people as you're there. You talked about being in the zone a little bit when you're working out, but
yeah, I feel like I'm not like looking to talk to people and I kind of have an RBF, so.
But you'd still see similar same people yeah, there when you're there, for sure. Right? Yeah. And if they approached you, you wouldn't be that bothered.
No,
exactly.
Yeah. I'm just not like, sometimes I like actually can't, I don't see anyone I know because I'm like so in the zone. And they'd be like, oh, I saw you. And I'm like, really?
You're like, where? I don't remember seeing you.
Yeah.
I also would say, this is another thing I thought about the other day, is if you have good friends and good people that surround you, why wouldn't you be open to meeting their friends, right?
Yeah, so, put the word out there for... Because I have a lot of friends that have like that are in relationships, and just like put the word out there if they're hanging out in groups and they know of people. I feel like that's a good, great way to put it in the universe.
Well, think about when someone's like, hey, this group is going up to the cabin for the 4th of July. And you're like, in your head, you're like, I'm not going to really know anybody. Great. Perfect. You're not going to really know anybody. You're going to meet new people that are up there. Maybe one of those people has a friend that's there that you're going to like a lot or like hit it off with. Maybe they are not there and you're going to meet them soon because now you're friends with a new friend group. So just broaden your circle. And also, instead of retracting into your hole and, you know, your energy kind of like inverts in, open yourself up to new people. Be like excited to be there. Be excited to be alive. I know it sounds so cheesy, but when you're at the gym, look up and look around you. Smile at people. Ask people if they're done with the machine. I know it sounds so cheesy, but it's true.
Smile.
No, like how many times are we guilty of just looking down and looking the other way just because we're in our own little zone?
Yeah.
That doesn't say, I want to meet you. I want to be invited to talk to you. It's not inviting in. So that energy piece is huge.
Like, especially for 20-year-olds, the only way to meet people is not going out to the bars.
I know.
And honestly, I don't know if I want to meet my husband like that.
You definitely can meet people when you're out, but the intentions are going to be probably a little bit different.
It's a little confusing and fuzzy. So
I would say also the last thing I'll say is grab your single girlfriends and go to a fun place for drinks or somewhere, sit up at a bar, even a sports bar. I'm not talking it doesn't have to be fancy, just somewhere where you look excited, having fun, and you're approachable because you're having a good time. And maybe you get approached by turds. Who cares?
I think too, I know the question was specifically asking where to meet people, but I think when you're, like we talked about before, when you're working on yourself, when you're loving yourself and you're putting out that good energy, I think you follow your normal routine. Maybe you switch it up some days, but you will run into the people that you're supposed to meet.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we oftentimes think too hard about, where am I going to meet my person? It's live your life, queen.
I know. I had lost hope, I'm not going to lie, when after the last person I dated before Jordan, I was like, where the F am I going to meet people? I've gone to the U, I stayed here. Yeah. Who am I meeting here? And
it does feel sometimes really small. Yeah. Minnesota.
I started working at a gym and I opened my horizons. I met a whole different group of people. And I mean, even if I had, instead of coaching, if I had just worked at the front desk of that gym I did it part-time so I could get the membership for free. I would have met brand spanking new people. And then guess what? I met a new friend. And then guess what? She had a friend that was interested in me. And we met at a group class for her. So you just have to start doing different patterns and different weaving. You don't normally go to that class. Go to that class. A random friend on social media invited you to do something. Go do that thing. Just expose yourself to other things.
Join a pickleball thing this summer.
Yeah.
I know there's Cool Down Running Minneapolis. Join things and you'll meet people.
Exactly. So just put yourself out there. I promise you it's not as looming and dooming when you actually end up doing it. It's actually really fun. As long as you start getting the commotion and doing it and start doing the things, you will feel like it's actually in motion and you're fine and it's fun and you're excited. Okay. This one says breakups. When is it acceptable to move on? Just anything around this topic in general, because I don't know. This is a weird one. When would you say it's acceptable to move on from a relationship?
When the relationship is no longer serving you and you're not happy.
Well, I think they're asking when you've broken up, when is it time to move on? Oh, maybe they're not.
Wait, what's the question?
Oh, I interpreted it. Okay. You interpreted it again? Yeah. Breakups. When is it acceptable to move on? Anything around this topic? I think you were right. I think I interpreted it as we broke up. When is it okay for me to move on to someone new?
Why is that confusing?
I don't know. Well, you answer your side of the question first and I'll answer the other side.
I think when you have that intuition feeling, and I feel like people know what I'm talking about, and you just kind of know maybe this isn't serving me anymore. Obviously relationships are work and it's not always butterflies and happy and you don't always have that perfect spark. So that's something to keep in mind. But I think when you're just getting that feeling of, I don't think this is for me, or I can't see myself with this person, or they're not putting in enough effort and I'm doing way more, I think those are very acceptable for yourself to walk away.
Totally agree. Everything you said. It's really tough to say when, but
especially when you love the person.
Yeah. But when you know, you kind of know, when you start feeling those things every single day and it's taking over your brain and it's distracting you, you worrying about if they're the person for you and if this future is right. And you're really bothered by things that they did, or they're just not showing up for you how you'd like someone to show up for you. If it's happening for longer, happening longer than, I would say a few weeks, you probably in your gut know that it's time. But I would make 100% sure, how would I feel if I was single? Do I feel ready to do this? Or do I have a lot of shit going on right now? And it's okay if you're I'm unsure in this period of time. I have a lot of things going on at work. I actually just need to get through the next few weeks and then I'll make up my mind. That's okay.
And I think a really important thing, because I'm assuming you're obviously in the relationship, mm-hmm. communicate that.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you know it's going to make them shit their pants, or they're going to be like, what the heck? Like, why are you confused? Communicate your feelings. And so they know, like, maybe you're not putting in, you're putting in 30% and they're doing 70.
And maybe that
I had to make sure I did the math right.
I was like, wait,
70, 80, 90, 100.
I think honestly too, if they're showing up for you and this like lights a fire under their ass and they start showing up exactly how you wanted them to show up, aren't you glad you said something yeah. instead of just ending it? So always communicate, always, always, always.
Yeah.
On the flip side, the way I interpreted this, which I think is not how it was supposed to be asked, when is it acceptable to move on? When you are broken up, you technically have no obligations towards the past relationship. I really truly believe that. But I feel like depending on the length of a relationship, if it was a year long dating and you started dating someone new a week after, like that's kind of a punch in the gut to the other person. Granted, it's not your job to make them feel comfortable, but just be respectful and like take a little time to yourself. Cause even if you were the person that ended it or the person that got dumped, you probably need a little time to heal regardless of how yeah. you were, you know, treated in the end of that relationship.
Like we were saying earlier.
Yeah, exactly.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Okay, next one says, how to move on from the right person, wrong time breakup.
Oh God.
This one also has like a little extension of like, there's a scarcity mindset when it comes to dating. There's no single good men left over, so I need to settle for something less. No, you don't need to settle. No, you don't. You do not need to settle. There are always more fish out in the sea. It just always feels like the world is small, but you need to get out there more. Again, like doing the things that we talked about, moving on from the right person, wrong time breakup. I don't believe that. I'm going to go on a whim really? And say, I don't believe that. No. Because it wasn't the right person. Because it was the wrong time.
Whoa, I just got messed up. I'm so confused.
Inception!
Help! Also, the dysfunction on this whole entire... The things that are happening behind the scenes is hilarious.
Oh my God, it's beyond just overwhelming. Just been a day. It's been an overwhelming also, day. I'm on my period. I'm irritated AF.
I've had a shit day.
Taylor's had a horrible day.
It's raining. It's fucking you depressing. Know what?
But this is the real shit.
Yeah, this like, is the real stuff.
And I'm crabby as shit right now. The weather is so bad. I'm like irritable because I have my period like really bad.
And that's
okay. Bad.
That's real. That's people can relate to that.
And I'm not in a good mood whatsoever.
So it's fine.
And I'm fucking hungry.
I'm really hungry. I feel starving. So dehydrated. Yeah. Okay, let's keep going. I want to ramble
okay.
through these.
Okay.
Wait, what was the question again?
Basically, they're saying like, how do you move on from the right guy the wrong time?
I also don't know if I believe in that as well. I know people say it to make themselves feel better.
They also cover up the actual reason for why they're breaking up
yeah.
with you.
They're like, oh yeah, it. It's just not the right time. It's like, actually, no.
Ask yourself, when have you ever used that? I've used it when I didn't like the person and I didn't know what to say.
Yeah. So one thing I try to just like think about is what's meant to be will be. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you got to let someone you love go. And if it comes back to you, mm-hmm. it's yours. If it doesn't, you're going to be fine. I think, I don't know. Yeah. I just kind of look at it like that. I don't really think about right person, wrong time. Cause I think everything will work out. It's people come back together again. You don't know what's going to happen.
You never know.
You just have to trust.
But I will say if you're obsessing over it and you're still thinking about it every day and you're starting to obsess over this past relationship and what you could have done differently and what if times were different.
Which I have definitely been there.
What if this would have happened instead of that? You're just going to honestly prolong the healing period of getting out of that relationship. And especially if you're having the scarcity mindset thing, instead of being like, I have a scarcity mindset. I don't think there's any good guys out there. How about we look inward for a little while?
Yeah.
Let's leave that like dating, looking for somebody behind for a little bit. And let's look inward. How can I show up for myself more? What have I been wanting to work on? Now that I'm alone, I have time for a lot more of the habits and activities that I always put off, like reading a new book or journaling when I wake up or spending time mending the relationships that I kind of let go in my relationship.
Yeah.
Look inward.
And I think too, adding on to that, one thing that's helped me in these types of situations is just talking about the feelings. So stop holding it all in. And because I know it's hard, you get so in your head, you think about what you could have done differently, like Sid said, but talk with a friend, talk with a sister, maybe get a therapist, talk with someone about what you're feeling so you can release it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This one actually adds on to like a little bit of that ending part. It says, when do you know when you're ready for a relationship after getting out of a long-term relationship?
Oh God.
And I feel like I said,
don't have, sorry, I just interrupted you.
Oh, okay.
I don't have long-term relationship experience. So this is all you.
Well, I would say there's one, I almost said their name. This is so hard not to say names. You had a long-term relationship.
Oh, I don't.
I think that was kind of long.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, like we said, the healing process, it has, you have to go through like mourning the loss, the kind of the angry, maybe you saw them like or follow a bunch of new girls or do something, right? Oh. This can go for guys or girls, right? That's like the anger period, I would say. Then it's kind of like the, I don't give a fuck, I don't care about anything or anyone period. And then it's kind of like, okay, I actually don't want to stay in this swirl, because you'll continue in that like anger swirl, I think. You got to look inward. That's what I'm talking about. Looking inward, doing things for you, getting yourself also up and moving and out there again. But also, as much as this sounds so cliche, I knew that I was ready to move on when I knew that I had invested in myself and I felt like the best version of myself in that moment.
Oh, I
like,
love that.
I was going to the gym. I had a little consistent schedule. I had really good balance though. I was going out to drinks and dinner with my friends and connecting with people. And I was excited when I got invited to plans, and my work, I was, you know, invested and had been doing a good job in my job. So that's how I knew it was a good time for me and I was ready to move on. I knew also, I'm just going to add this before you add, Tay, is when somebody reached out to me and they were like trying to invest in me or like, you know, get to know me. And I was just excited because it was someone giving me attention. I knew that I wasn't ready.
Oh yeah.
When I knew that it was just like, oh, someone's giving me attention. That's exciting. Not like, oh wow, I actually like value this person. I kind of want to get to know them. There's two different things there. That's two different situations.
I feel like you kind of hit everything.
Okay. I'm going to finish this asking question section with a, how do you know a guy is worth your time with the busy lives we live?
Oh gosh.
Kind of bringing it back to full circle moment, because it's about like first dates, basically. Yeah. Like dating, I guess dating in the beginning.
I think what I would say is, in the beginning, you're just getting to know them. They don't really owe you their time. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of hard pill to swallow. But I mean, like, just like you said, you and Jordan had both had busy lives, but you made it work. So I think if you feel like that effort's getting put in and they're planning, they want to see you, you're planning in advance, they're making it happen. It's not like just bailing. I feel like the number one sign is, I've heard friends have this like, they're like, oh, he keeps on bailing like last minute. I'm like, oh geez, that is not good.
That sounds like he's got people in the wing.
And he's trying to see which one. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But yeah, I think if it feels like they're putting in an effort, I think that's good. And then I think everyone's different too with how often you see someone. I know some couples that hang out all the time, and I know some that literally see each other once a week. They barely text.
Yeah.
So it just like depends on the people.
You know, if a guy is interested and he's giving you attention and he's curious to get to know you, but you have to feel something. So like, if you feel, wow, I'm curious to get to know this person, I'm excited to get to know this person, I want to know more about this person, then I would say, yes, give them your time, make it work, make an effort, like find a time in your schedule. If you're like question marking it and you're like, I don't know if I'm going to like this person, but I'm willing to give it a chance, I also would urge you to go on like 1 to 2 dates with that person. If you're like, I know I don't really like this person, but I want a free meal, or I want to just get out of the house, or I want to practice dating, that's your call if how you want to handle that situation. But if you know that you don't see a future with this person, or you're not really that interested in them, and you know this in your gut, I don't know why you know it, but you just know, maybe they gave you the ick real early, not worth your time. I think if you're asking if they're worth your time, I think you probably know the answer is no. So listen to your gut, listen to your head, be real. Everyone wants everyone to be real. Everyone wants everyone to communicate and be honest. So I would, if they're asking for that and you're asking for it in return, be fair and be real.
I laughed at the free meal thing because that was so me a year ago. I'm not going to lie.
I remember you saying that on the podcast one time.
I know, it's so
it's
bad.
It's not a bad, no, but I mean, it's not bad, but it's dating practice, yes. You know?
That was in a time when I was in the phase of, first of all, I love getting food. I'm a foodie. We all are. But I loved just like meeting new people and like kind of the no strings attached vibe. Mm-hmm. And if it went bad, it doesn't matter. But it's just funny to think about that now because I truly don't think like that anymore.
That period of time though, like, is so
I would not want to get ready and go on a date if I'm not interested.
No.
Like, what the fuck?
Even yesterday I was out to eat on a Wednesday and I was like, whoa, I'm like crazy up in here. Like literally I used to go to a happy hour with like friends or like a possible date after work almost every single day downtown when I was working my like first few jobs. Yeah.
Like I do not have that energy.
And I was so broke, you guys. I was like spending all my money, but I just wanted to fill my time and fill my plate because I think when I was bored, I didn't want to look inward in my thoughts. But also on the flip side, I was practicing dating a little bit. So there's no issue in that either.
Yeah.
I don't know. I will say, let's just wrap this up with like advice for dating in your 20s. Cause we gave a lot of different types of advice and we gave our dating past, you know, in our history. And we talked about like breakups and we talked about first dates. Dating in your 20s is not easy. And I think healing your attachment style is a really good practice in your 20s. Like catching yourself when you're making mistakes and instead of just ignoring it and being like, fuck it, I'm fuck girl energy or I'm like whatever, like ask yourself why that's happening again. Like, why are you getting the urge when they're on a trip and they're hanging out with a girl, but that you know it's platonic to like get angry? I know that was one of my issues because I'm anxious.
Yeah.
I'm anxious. I've been cheated on, but I want to break that pattern. I don't need to get mad at them for having a girlfriend. I don't. So dating in your 20s is about learning to catch yourself in mistakes that you're making. Because the only person you can make better is you. So don't even bother trying to heal somebody else because it is not worth it.
Oh my God, I loved that.
Wait,
go
slay.
Sister.
Okay. My mood, it's flipping.
Yay. Thank God, guys. I was scared.
I was about to bite her. No, I was kidding.
When I didn't have the mic close enough, I'm like, help.
Help.
I think I can't do as good as that. I'm not going to lie. My brain is just
like. Don't worry about that.
But I think the best thing, because it's so hard in your 20s, and think about it, people are literally don't know what the fuck they're doing. Like no one knows what we're doing. Everyone's like maybe getting their first job. Maybe people aren't. Maybe they're moving away, blah, blah, blah. No one knows what they're doing. It's a very interesting time. I think just focusing on yourself, which sounds so cliche, but really focusing on how do you make yourself happy, mm-hmm. which is something I'm continuing to do. And I think with the way the universe works, someone will fall into place and come at the right time when you are fully okay with being alone.
Scary. The more secure you are, the less you need from someone else. The less you need from someone else, the less needy you will be in a relationship or worried or like provoked from like something irritable. Like, no, you don't, you're your own person. You're secure in who you are. When someone tries to gaslight you, you're going to be like, no, that's bullshit. And I'm not tolerating that weird ass behavior. All of a sudden the power is returned to you because you're validated and you know who you are.
Yeah.
Find out who you are before you start dating all these people. Find out who you are before you start pursuing in other people. And the last thing I'll say to end this little thing, dating in your 20s is dating the people you pick. They don't pick you. If you don't go and say, oh my gosh, I would like to pick that person out. I would like to get to know them just as much as they want to get to know me. It's a no. It's a hard no from me.
Yeah, I think just working on yourself, mm-hmm. bettering yourself, because that's where you should be investing your time. And you don't have to worry. It'll all work out.
You want to be good for yourself and for other people. So be good for yourself first.
Because you're spending the rest of your life with you.
With you, hunty. We love you guys. We love you. Like, sorry for our like little bit of irritable energy today, but yeah, also,
I feel like I honestly didn't smile once. So I'm a little,
I know.
Oh God, I'm so dehydrated.
And all I can think about is like, I need to eat a hot dog immediately. Like immediately. I'm going to the Saints game.
I was like,
yeah, I have a little from Big Brother, Big Sister. If you don't know what that is, you should check it out. But I have a little and I'm going to the Saints game. So I literally got to go like now. I got to
Skirt.
You guys, give me a call, 612-470-7569 if you have any advice that you need, like that advice in the beginning. You can always chat me in at that same number. You can text me if you're overseas or outside of the US. You can go to my link in bio and click get advice. I will get you there. I will check all of those all the time. I prefer voicemails, but of course, if you're not in the US, you can absolutely write in on my advice tab in my bio. I need to go have a snack because I'm just not in a good mood, but I love you. We love showing up for you. We love answering your questions.
We love helping people.
We love helping people. That's like my purpose.
Yeah.
So keep writing in, keep listening, keep letting us know what you think of episodes, and we will talk to you very soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When it comes to home insurance, Geico works for you. And since I'm the Geico Gecko, I'm here working for you too.
Hey Gecko, can you record my voicemail greeting?
No problemo.
You've reached the amazing Rita. She's probably busy right now teaching music theory to neighborhood birds or telling a total stranger how they can bundle home and car insurance with Geico to get the discounts they deserve. But rest assured, she'll get back to you once she's done brightening her little corner of the world.
Did that sound all right?
Nailed it. No notes.
Let Geico work for you. Get more with Geico.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.